5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wendy Bell. Inspiring solutions to save America.
One show at a time.
Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea,
3 hours of bold truth and excellence.
The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Hey, hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Delighted to be with you as we share our common sense conservative values. Are you guys paying attention to what's going on in New York? We were just talking about California, just an absolute, dung heap. It is what it is, where illegals who create or who cause violent problems for people who are criminals, they're trying to bail out and give them free legal representation so they can avoid being deported. Like, what? As we the people are left to do what exactly? And then we bounce over to the other coast of suck. Let's go over to New York, where Letitia James, what a piece of work this woman is. What an absolute triggered nightmare. All right, so here's your story. You guys hear about this? The firefighters? Firefighters who are like, you know what? We don't like Letitia James. We don't like what's going on in our city. And they exercise their First Amendment right. And you know what one of your First Amendment rights is? Oh, well, if you're pro-Hamas, you can go disrupt a presidential motorcade. You can block a bridge. You can go throw, you know, paint at the Mona Lisa or powder on the Constitution. You can go disrupt Congress. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. But if you are a New York City firefighter and you don't like Letitia James or the hack box checking non-firefighting woman who's in charge as the boss of the firefighters, and you happen to go, boo, New York City can come hunt you down, drag you into their offices, oh no, and re-educate you. And Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Got it. Okay. As long as we're all on the same page that everything's going on right now, that's totally reasonable. No! New York Post headline says it all. FDNY boss hunts down staffers who booed New York Attorney General Letitia James and cheered for Trump at a promotion ceremony. We've got the sound of it coming up in just a second because it's brilliant. It's brilliant when these people on the left think that they're in charge of some ceremony and it gets co-opted by people who like faith, freedom, and family more than they do leftist politics of suck. Right? So FDNY Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh, this woman, she's your typical leftist. She looks miserable. Is there an attractive woman out there who votes Democrat? I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Hunting down smoke eaters and other staffers who mercilessly booed New York Attorney General Letitia James and cheered support of Donald Trump during a department promotion ceremony this week. Okay. So the FDNY chief of department, some dude named John Hodges, fired off an email to other agency honchos warning a reckoning led by the department's Bureau of Investigation and Trials was coming over the course of boos and chants of Trump that James received at Thursday's event. BITS is investigating this. So they will figure out who the members are, Hodges wrote FDNY chiefs Saturday in the letter obtained by the Post. I recommend they come forward. I've been told by the commissioner it will be better for them if they come forward and we don't have to hunt them down. Excuse me, Mr. Hodges, who in the fat hell are you? Hunting down men and women who booed your attorney general of suck? And you believe that's in your purview? And you guys want to tell us that Donald Trump and the Republicans make America great again? That's a threat to democracy. No! Don't let those people take over. Hunt down the men and women who put their lives on the line every daggone day? Who walk into burning buildings, who went into the Twin Towers and died by the hundreds, and their brethren, you think you have the audacity to wag your window, your finger, and hunt down Mr. Hodges. Tisk, tisk. This is the sound of the ceremony. The people who are booing, you'll hear, and then chanting Trump, Trump, Trump. It is the left's kryptonite, and it is just slightly delicious. Listen.
Oh, come on. We're in a house of God. First, simmer down. I want to thank Commissioner Kavanaugh and Chief Hodgins for that recognition.
I'm so sorry, but if y'all think the unions are going for Sleepy Joe, if you think the unions, all of them, auto workers, rail guys, Teamsters, firefighters, and cops, if you think these people are voting for Joe Biden, if you guys think that they're down with the crazy that has put my community of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with only 20 active police officers at any time during the day, except between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., you know, when burglars like to break in and terrorize people, when there will be zero, that's Spanish for none, zero. Mr. Hodges, do you really think this is the fight you want to get into? Because my man, you ain't going to win it. The deputy chief shall direct the captain of the company to make a list of those who come forward and send it directly to FDNY operations. I realize members might not come forward, but they should know that there is clear video of the entire incident and they will be contacted if they don't. So if you said Trump, 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 or you said boo because Letitia James is a bought and paid for George Soros dark money funded hack who is a Trump derangement acolyte and all she wants to do is take him out. And so the firefighters who are clearly reasonable, rational, honest people went boo. You suck, Tish. Boo. So do your stupid policies. Boo. We see what you're doing and you're trying to get us to behave. And now you're going to come and hunt us down? Are you out of your mind? So it's so interesting. These stories bubble up and they remind you that everything that the left tells you that they are about, equity and justice and freedom and fairness, and oh, kumbaya, all are welcome, is so farcical because they are about tyranny. They are about being dictators. They are about power. They are about control. They are about the savior complex. They have been chosen and you have been selected too to be led. It's so disgustingly offensive, right? And to then suggest that these New York firefighters should be sent for some kind of re-education. Sorry, that's not going to end well. I want to read this to you. This is the note. This is the note that went out. I'm here to address the behavior of firefighters who attended Thursday's promotion. The behavior we saw and heard was grossly inappropriate. No, what you heard was freedom of speech. And it's part of our Constitution, part of our, you know, First Amendment rights. Protesting, heckling, or booing anyone at a ceremony is simply unacceptable. This was a promotion ceremony to honor members who made sacrifices and worked hard to achieve this day. They had close family and friends there to celebrate with them. Booing you, Letitia James, doesn't smear them and their promotions by any capacity. It merely represents the rank and file's disdain for your giant plus size suck. It was disrespectful to the speakers, to the promoted members and their families. Members have a right to political beliefs, but you don't have a right to make a job-related ceremony political in nature. You showing up makes it political in nature. Nobody wanted you there. Everyone must do better. Do the right thing. Next steps. Have DC visit each firehouse that had a member promoted. Relay bullet point message. They should understand that we're gathering video and identifying members who brought discredit to the department. We want those members to come forward. They will come to headquarters to be educated why their behavior is unacceptable. Doesn't that sound so warm and inclusive and friendly and just and fair? God, I love when Democrats are in charge. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Wendy Bell Radio program, the no evidence defense is unraveling in Fulton County. And that safest, most secure election, everything, I'm sorry. I'm not thinking that's working anymore. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. So talk of the 2020 election makes a lot of news outlets uncomfortable. We're supposed to just believe that everything that they said happened in 2020 was legit, that our suspicions are ill-founded, that we should just drop it and move along, that there's nothing to see here, and I'm sure everything is great. It was the safest, most secure election ever. Whenever somebody on the left or the uniparty right is trying to drill something into your mind about what is or is not, you can guarantee it's the opposite. Look, in a state, let's just talk Georgia. In a state where I believe it was something like 13,000 ballots, 13,000 votes that determined a swing state victory, allegedly for Joe Biden, for you not to be able to say, you know, that's kind of weird because I saw this video and it kind of looked like they were taking these big suitcases out and they were going through them when they sent everybody home and they were just feeding them through the machines. Like, what was that? You're not allowed to say that. You are now banned from TikTok or YouTube or what have you. You're in Facebook jail, and now we're going to call you an election denier. You're a promoter of the big lie. Well, no, I just was using my common sense, the same common sense that tells me Joe Biden is clearly off of his rocker and has been since probably 2017, right? No. He's fantastic. He's great. This story, though, all of the there's no evidence of any problem is beginning to really fissure. This is a Gateway Pundit headline. Huge. And it really is. Uncovered evidence indicates Fulton County, Georgia performed no signature verification on mail-in ballots in the 2020 election. Not just like a couple. Not like, we found like 35 or even 300, right? How about more than 150,000? I don't know. Does that make anybody feel uncomfortable out there? I'm just going to say I'm not down with that. I'm going to say that makes me feel weird. Here's your story. Evidence was recently uncovered indicating no signature verification. No signature verification was performed on mail-in ballots in the 2020 election in Fulton County, Georgia. At least 148,000 ballots were questioned there. These ballots were identified as without creases. They were never received in an envelope in the mail, ladies and gentlemen, because they came out of a freaking suitcase underneath a table. Oh, we're not allowed to say that? Oops. What? Firefighters in New York, you're not allowed to boo without having some bureaucrat hack come after you and, quote, hunt you down for, quote, re-education? Say what? Rasmussen reports sharing an affidavit where an individual in Georgia claimed no signature verification was performed on 148,000 freaking ballots. Pristine ballots. Ballots that were never folded. Ballots that were never mailed. Ballots that were never dropped in a drop box. Wherever did they come from? Silence. Really? Really? Copy of the affidavit. I'm looking at it. Here's a guy named Mark Wingate. He's the guy who stepped forward and said, I'm sorry. Why didn't we use that thing that we've been using in the past to make sure people who are voting in a certain way are doing it the right way? Because Pennsylvania did it too. He writes this. The undersigned affiant, being duly sworn on his oath, deposes and says that, my name is Mark Wingate. I reside in Fulton County. I am of legal age to make this affidavit. I was a member of the Fulton County Board of Registration and Elections, a position I've held since 2017 when I was nominated by the Fulton County Republican Party and appointed by the Fulton County Board of Commissioners. I submit this affidavit in support of this complaint for declaratory judgment and application for writ of blah, blah, blah. He's saying, look, that was a bogus election. You guys certified crap that was uncertifiable because you don't have mail-in ballots that haven't been mailed, that just appear, that are all the same, that haven't been verified. And then when we ask you about it, you say, we can't find those. Well, how about the chain of custody logs? Those have to be somewhere. We didn't think we needed those, and so we got rid of those. Really? Is that so? What does he say? What does he say in this? Well, I've served in this capacity. This is what I've witnessed. Voter registration counts and the active and inactive voter rolls, which I'd questioned for months. The board was told that Fulton County did not perform any signature verification on any absentee by mail ballot in the 2020 election. The board was never provided chain of custody documents that it requested. The board was never provided the surveillance footage of the drop boxes that we requested. Where did that go? Earl. Hey, Earl, get in here. Where's that video? That isn't good enough, ladies and gentlemen. And that there have been no answers to allegations of misconduct in the final counting at State Farm Arena used to certify the 2020 election. Don't tell us it was the safest and most secure ever. And please, please don't insult those of us who see Joe Biden's anemic crowds in the dozens and try to tell us that he won 81 freaking million votes. Because we know better. The most corrupt of them all, perhaps, for today's reasoning is Liz Cheney. Oh, Liz. Not looking good, sister. Next. Welcome back, my friends, to the Wendy Bell radio program. I have known and have suspected since the day it happened, since I sat at home and I switched through all the channels and I heard everybody saying the same stuff, the same lines, the same feigned horror, the outrage. Insurrection. Insurrection. What? I'd never used that word before. Hadn't even heard it, really. Oh, everybody had it. They had the talking points on January 6th. Look, I think we've known for a long time on this program what a setup it was, that it was staged, it was planned. It was premeditated, and that is why I call it High School Musical. It is a bad theatrical performance, and everything that proves it has now evaporated. It's so odd, isn't it? When they don't want you to see the video from the 1700 cameras, they don't want you to see the transcribed testimony of the people who stood before the January 6th Select Committee of SUC and detailed what happened. When you see that there are specific star witnesses, the Michael Finones, the Harry Dunns, the Cassidy Hutchins, Hutchinsons who are trotted out with great fanfare like it's the freaking Oscars, who dramatically testify about something terrible that they witnessed, only for all of it to be garbage and for all of them to then be best-selling New York Times authors. I mean, at some point, you connect some dots and you're like, that's really odd. But if you live in Realville where I do, I'm going to tell you Nancy Pelosi set it up. It's a setup. I'm sorry if that's unpopular with some people. That's my theory. And I believe it's completely provable. Because the more you hide, the more you can't find data, the more the evidence evaporates, the terabytes of data to go away, the more confirmed we are in our convictions. I'm very solid with my convictions. I know what I think. I'm completely comfortable with what I think because these people suck. They are dangerous. They are dangerous. They are a threat to democracy. And they're trying to twist it into their likeness. So when the Federalist, when Molly Hemingway from the Federalist dropped this on Saturday, my face was like, I was like, of course. Is anybody surprised? I mean, when was the last time we dropped something on you and you were like, wait, what? Because you're used to it. Exclusive. Again, thefederalist.com. Exclusive. Liz Cheney, January 6th committee, suppressed exonerating evidence of Trump's push for National Guard. Liz Cheney is apparently part of the epicenter of this suck. Cheney and her committee falsely claimed they had no evidence to support Trump officials' claims that the White House had asked for 10,000 National Guard troops, right? We're conditioned by the barrage of reports and by the George Stephanopouloses and the Jake Tappers and the Jonathan Carls and the Margaret Brennans. Oh my gosh. He didn't do anything to stop it. They created this insurrection because they go for a desired end and then they work backwards. Right? How can we prevent Donald Trump from winning re-election? Because our guy sucks and he's going to get his clock cleaned. It's going to be a landslide. People are aware of cheating. They're cognizant of various forms of voter intimidation and fraud. This is going to be tough for us. We've got to neutralize the threat. Well, if we can say Donald Trump is guilty of insurrection, then he cannot run for office. And so they step backwards, 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 and poof, lo and behold, January 6th is born. Isn't that so neat? That's why you need the undercover folks inside the Capitol building. You know, put on a Making America Great Again hat. Boy, you blend right in, don't you? Here's your story. Former Representative Liz Cheney's January 6th committee suppressed evidence that President Donald Trump pushed for 10,000 National Guard troops to protect the nation's capital. A previously hidden transcript obtained by the Federalist shows. Of course he asked for it. He said he asked for it. Steve Sund, the head of the Capitol Police, said he asked for it. Mark Meadows said he asked for it. Of course he asked for it. He asked for it days in advance. He said, hey, I know that this is going to be dicey. Got a lot of people who are really upset because they know what happened. And they're going to be here and they're going to protest. I'll give you, we will okay 10,000 National Guard troops. Nope. Cheney and her committee falsely claimed that they had no evidence of this. However, to support that Trump officials had communicated the desire for 10,000 National Guard troops. In fact, an early transcribed interview conducted by the committee included precisely that evidence from a key source. The interview, which Cheney attended and personally participated in, was suppressed from public release. Until now. Well, why would you do that? Oh, that's right. Because it does something that chips away against your narrative. Got it. Deputy Chief of Staff Anthony Ornato's first transcribed interview with the committee was conducted on January 28th, 2022. In it, he told Cheney and her investigators that he overheard White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows push Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to request as many National Guard troops as she needed to protect the city. He also testified Trump had suggested 10,000 would be needed to keep the peace at the public rallies and protests scheduled for January 6, 2021. Ornato also described White House frustration with Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller's slow deployment of assistance on the afternoon of January 6th. I mean, you know, I don't have to tell you why all of this went down. You already know. It was a setup. It was staged. They had people instigating in the crowd. They specifically did not have enough people on hand. It was a setup. Facts. This Ornato also testified. Well, not only did the committee not accurately characterize the interview with Ornato, they suppressed the transcript from public view. On top of that, committee allies began pushing critical stories and even conspiracy theories about Ornato ahead of follow-up interviews with him. It's almost like they were trying to really smear him because he had the audacity to tell the truth. Ornato was a career Secret Service official who'd been detailed to the security position in the White House. Now, Cheney frequently points skeptics of her investigation to the government publishing office website that posted, she said, transcripts, documents, exhibits, and, quote, our meticulously sourced 800-plus page final report. That website provides supporting documents to the claims made by Cheney and fellow anti-Trump enthusiasts. However, transcripts of fewer than half of the 1,000 interviews the committee claims it conducted are posted on the site. It's unclear how many of the hidden transcripts include exonerating information suppressed by the committee. Those documents support the committee's narrative rather than the truth of the events leading up to January 6th, said Representative Barry Loudermilk, chairman of the House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight. Quote, the former J6 Select Committee apparently withheld Mr. Ornato's critical witness testimony from the American people because it contradicted their predetermined narrative. Mr. Ornato's testimony proves what Mr. Meadows has said all along. President Trump did, in fact, offer 10,000 National Guard troops to secure the U.S. Capitol, which was turned down. You don't want security when you want an insurrection. You don't allow the people who do ultimately respond to be fully dressed up in riot gear or to have weapons. Why ever would that have been, Muriel Bowser? It's almost like you wanted to prevent the folks who did respond from law enforcement to be stripped of their ability to actually enforce any laws. It's all so damn curious, isn't it? His subcommittee, Loudermilk's subcommittee, that is reviewing the work of the January 6th committee, which has been accused of other unethical behaviors at the expense of accuracy. Because it's a narrative. And the narrative is this: Donald Trump incited an insurrection, and because of that, people invaded the Capitol. And it was worse than the attack on Pearl Harbor. It was worse than 9/11. It was worse than all of that. And if Donald Trump is allowed to be elected again, can you imagine the threat to democracy? Please. These people suck. And the early corroboration for all of this, we've known. God gave you something beautiful. And the left and the uniparty of suck wants you to forget about it. It's called your common sense. It's that ability to feel that weird feeling inside when you hear something that you know is BS. And to deduce, that's BS. I don't believe these people. If Liz Cheney has hidden possibly, you know, all of this information that would exonerate Donald Trump, then he wouldn't be able to be under 4 different federal indictments, correct? They wouldn't be able to slap him with 91 criminal charges and drag him through the litigious mud of judicial suck in an attempt, last-ditch Hail Mary, to do whatever they can to find him guilty of some kind of crime. Because there was not one. He didn't do anything wrong. This is the group of people who loses information, who erases video testimony, Just think about some of the stuff. What have they done? Well, they hid the truth about gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They hid the truth about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine being effective. They hid the COVID data that it wasn't at all deadly among our children, but instead forced vaccinations in some places. They hid the voting machine and router data. They hid the January 6th testimonies. They hid video and lost emails, 2 terabytes of data. That's just the January 6th committee. They hid that they transported more than 300,000 illegal immigrants in the cover of night on taxpayer dimes, on airplanes, and flew them to our cities in the interior of the country. They wanted to hide the FD 1023 showing Joe Biden's bribes. They hide from the truth, the facts, the data, the science. They hid Trump's January 6th video telling people to go home, to stay calm, to respect law enforcement. Why would they scrub that from the internet? Why would they hide boxes of evidence on behalf of Joe Biden? Why would they hide, erase, misplace, whatever it was with the visitor logs at the Penn Biden Center? And they now hid proof. Of course, proof. That Donald Trump said we need the National Guard because they think you're so stupid. Actually, they don't care. They don't care if you know the truth. They're just so used to getting away with it. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, I want you to hear Indiana Representative Victoria Spartz. She says it out loud. She was there at the Capitol. She knew it was garbage. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. You gotta love Indiana Congresswoman Victoria Spartz. She had this comment. She's like, look, I was in the Capitol on January 6th. We were here. We were voting for this election. We were certifying what was going on. Anybody who wants to tell us that this wasn't a staged setup is kidding you. They knew it from the go, and so did we. I'm sure many of you did as well. Here's the Congresswoman. Listen to this.
There's a lot of discussions about, you know, January 6th, and I've been in the chamber January 6th, and I'll tell you something, you know, we call this insurrection. I'll have to tell you, if the people that show up there wanted to do it, they would have succeeded, but they didn't show up for that reason. It was people that were upset because the quality of people came there, they were mad because we are not governing for the people. And that's unfortunately what was very strange to me, that Speaker Pelosi didn't have a security. Speaker Pelosi insisted for us to stay in the chamber, but I personally demanded to leave that chamber. So a lot of things, you know, the other side dropped the ball. And it was very unfortunate for me to see that. So I think this is beyond the subject of this matter, but we need to stop, you know, accusing people that disagree with the government that have been very corrupt and oppressive, you know, to actually come here and, you know, express peacefully their dissatisfaction. And there are always some bad players, and who knows who they are, but we don't call all people insurrectionists. This is just un-American to do it, and I'm sick and tired of the other side constantly doing it, because I knew a lot of people that were there in the crowd, and they're good Americans, patriotic, that love this country.
100%. How about this headline? Liz Cheney, more suck for Liz Cheney, who describes herself as a conservative. There's nothing conservative about you, Liz. You're a hack. You're what we hate in politics. You're corrupt. You're conniving. And 3 days before January 6th, it was so odd that you got all these defense secretaries, former defense secretaries together, to put out an op-ed in the Washington Post. It was almost like with 72 hours before January 6th, you were setting the breadcrumbs. Here's your story, Daily Mail. Final nail in Liz's coffin. Cheney secretly orchestrated Washington Post op-ed by all 10 living former defense secretaries, including her father, warning against Trump's efforts to politicize the military, new report claims. So she organized this op-ed, right? In it, these defense secretaries warned that involving the military in election disputes would cross into dangerous territory. It ran in the Washington Post on January 3rd, and it said the time for questioning the election results had passed. Oh, you're not allowed to question. You're not allowed to ask for redress. You're not allowed to say to your elected government, hey, you're not listening to us. We're not down with this garbage that you're pulling. We watched. We talk. We know what has happened. Nope, not supposed to do that. Representative Liz Cheney secretly masterminded an extraordinary Washington Post op-ed authored by top military leaders just 3 days before the Capitol riot. We find out the letter published in the Washington Post contained a stark warning from these 10 defense secretaries from both parties. Ooh, it's bipartisan. We must pay attention to it then, as though that matters to us anymore. Now, the Wyoming Republican could be within days of losing her elected leadership post. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this came out in 2021. We knew this. This is years old, what I'm reading to you. I'm telling you, do not forget the breadcrumbs that have been laid out for you. The revelation of her involvement in that Washington Post opinion piece, which will infuriate pro-Trump Republicans, came 2 days after Cheney penned her own slashing op-ed, also published in the Post. Think about all of the things that you need. Well, you have a plan. Your plan is to destroy the candidacy of the man that you know is going to want to come back and fix what is right, because he already won once. So you have to label him something horrendous, something that is completely forever erasing insurrection. And then you've got to stage it. You got to get the right players involved. Then you got to lure people over to a building. You have to grossly under-secure that building. You have to then put undercover informants, undercover human assets in the crowd and inside the building so as to create the spark. And then you need to make sure there are all sorts of people around to record it. Right? And then when the time comes for there to be hearings, you need to quickly eliminate all of that data, all of the evidence, the video. The 40-odd thousand hours of it. Why on earth would Nancy Pelosi ask for the video to be put on a shelf for 50 years? Because she didn't want you to know the truth. The same way they didn't want you to know the truth about the jabs. You don't ask for time if you have nothing to hide. You don't hide routers and chain of custody logs and data and science, and you don't lie before Senate hearings if you don't have something pretty big to hide. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a democracy. You're living in complete abject tyranny. And these people who are falling over themselves to give extras to illegal felons who injure us, who rape us and murder us, are telling you everything out loud. You are to be replaced. You do not matter. And if you don't understand that, they will come and they will hunt you down the same way they want to hunt down the fire department in New York City. Doesn't it all make perfect sense? Of course. And they want you to not trust your gut. Sorry. Hour number three of the Wendy Bell Radio Program, my friends, on tap next. And when we come back, let's talk about this. Pushback. Wonderful, encouraging stories of pushback because it works. Next.